Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 926 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. That was a terrible echo. But anyway, really excited about today's episode. We have a great question from Manhava, and why don't we just get to it right now? So here it is.
Oh, hello, Pat. My name is Madhava, and I've been following you for a few years now. And thank you very much. You're very inspiring. And I always come back to your website and take your advice very seriously. And so, we run a yoga studio in Byron Bay in Australia, and we are wanting to do a lot more of the internet stuff so that we can reach more people and that we can serve and help more people through yoga. And one of the things that we want to do, and we started actually to do more, is live stream. We did one already on Facebook and it went really well. And I listened to your last podcast with Michael in regards live recordings. And my question is, I saw you that you did in the private Facebook group, you did a live streaming, and you did something, I think you're using some sort of program or app called Live, what's the name? BeLiveTV.com. And I just wanted to ask you which program you are using, which app you are using for your live streaming. It will be really helpful. Thank you, Pat, and hopefully I get your answer very soon. Bye now.
Hey, Manhava, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate this. Live streaming, yes. You saw me a while back using a tool called BeLive.tv, which makes it very easy and convenient for you through your desktop to stream to Facebook. And it just is really nice because it's all set up properly. And you could do a few customizations in terms of colors, and you can highlight comments and things like that. But I did step up my live streaming game since then. I actually leased an office space close by here in San Diego that is now decked out with the latest and greatest, or not the greatest, but I mean, it's close, equipment and software to help me live stream, so I can simulcast and I can stream on Facebook and Twitter, that's Periscope, and also not Instagram because that's not connected, but also YouTube at the same time. And to do that, I'm using live streaming or livestream.com. It's a proprietary software and hardware from livestream.com, which enables me to do that. And it's a full-blown sort of studio setup, and I actually wouldn't recommend doing that right away, if even at all, if you're not going to go huge on live streaming. I think you can do a lot of what I'm doing without that stuff. I personally needed to do that because I needed a space. I needed a space where I can just walk in and record, and I'm going to do a lot of high-level live streaming type stuff in the future, and I've already been doing that and the equipment has already paid for itself, which is great. However, when you're just starting out, all you need really is your phone and or your desktop to begin doing it. And if you're going to do it through your desktop, BeLive.tv is great. You can also do it specifically through Facebook now on your Facebook pages and your Facebook groups. You don't even need a software to do it. You can just go directly through Facebook. And actually, that's what I would recommend because Facebook loves to promote Facebook's own stuff. Whenever there are third-party companies that are then posting or embedding things into Facebook or posting things for Facebook on another platform, I mean, they just kind of can do whatever they want with that, right? And they've changed algorithms as a result of that. It's getting harder to post from third-party companies directly onto Facebook. Just doing it strictly from Facebook on Facebook is a great way to go about it to start for sure. So that's what I would recommend. So yeah, I think live streaming is amazing. I think there is definitely a huge long-term future in live streaming. I think it's going to be around forever. And it's obviously going to change. There could be some virtual reality and other augmented reality and things like that coming in the future. But anyway, I would definitely highly recommend to those of you who are thinking about live streaming to just do it and to make it simple and easy on yourself using the mobile app for Facebook to start or the desktop version on your Facebook page or your Facebook profile. Just go live and just test it out. See what happens. You're going to make it easy for yourself to learn how to communicate better in that kind of setting, which is great for building an audience and having them know, like, and trust you, which is important, obviously, before any sort of transactions happen in the future. So, Madhava, there you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. And actually, if y'all want to check me out, I don't know why I'm saying y'all so much, but it's the first time in my life I've really said that. And now I'm going to say it for a fourth time to y'all here just now. So anyway, if you want to check me out live using the new software and the equipment that I was talking about, you can catch me live on Fridays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on my Facebook page, on YouTube at youtube.com/smartpassiveincome, or even on Periscope at Pat Flynn. So you can look out for me there, and I'll be simulcasting using the Livestream proprietary software, and it's awesome. And I want to thank the guys over at livestreamingpros.com, Luria and David, who helped hook me up with the whole deal there and made that system work for me because it's awesome. So, Madhava, thank you so much for the question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to Ask Pat, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by William Randolph Hearst. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Your readers might like it. I like that. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.